Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
I want to write some headlines that follow this framework. Verb your noun. Can you help? Yes, I'm aware of what that talks about. Here's a bunch of examples. And I said, now understand that I sell gym equipment to garage gym owners. And this is where I think a lot of people stop with AI, is they're like, okay, cool, here's 10 answers, which it gave me 10 answers. They're not good. And you'll see as we go along here how many more prompts I had to give it to get to some good stuff. You know, I hope the listener hears that too. When I read these first couple, tell me how they make you feel versus the ones at the end of this, how they make you feel. So...
welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we're going to give you a little tip that we've been working on. We've worked on it with our student base during a call that we do in our private Slack group. And it's something I learned a long time ago at a mastermind, was simply to craft your headlines using the verb your noun framework. Now, I got to be honest with you, John. The first time I heard this, I went, oh, fuck, what's a verb? How about you? Like, were you good in English class in high school? Because that was by far, like, I knew how to talk. Maybe I didn't. But I hated verbs and adjectives and pronouns and all of the other. It didn't make sense why I needed to know any of that.
Yeah, English certainly was one of my stronger points in school.
Really?
It was. Maths and related subjects, maths, physics, were not my most preferred things to do. I fucking hate maths. But I love numbers and data, so go figure. I just don't like putting them together, like adding things up with my brain. I don't know. But English was fine, which is probably why I like doing things like writing emails, and I don't mind writing blog posts and doing all that sort of thing. I'm pretty good at putting what's in my brain onto a page. But that was a long time ago as well. Like, I mean, you know, school.
It's true.
Like, we're going back a few years now, and so do I remember all the... you know, like verbs and adjectives and all of that sort of thing. I don't think in that way anymore because that's a learning way of thinking, right? So I bet there's a lot of people who are listening to this who might be, you know, in their 30s or 40s or something, or even late 20s, who are like, what's a verb again? What's an adjective? Mm. Which words are those?
We often compliment each other. Like, you're very logical. I'm very emotional. It's funny though that like, that was my worst subject, and I'm really like exceptional at math. Like, it just came really, really easy to me. And so, you know, now that's going to make me wonder how that does show up, right? Like, you do love data, but you don't mind the writing stuff, where, you know, data overwhelms me sometimes, but I can also like give you the answer without understanding how the data got us there.
Yeah. I think like, I'm very like with numbers, I'm very good at seeing patterns and things like that. So if you give me data sets and say, hey, tell me what this means, like, let's say I'm looking in your Google Analytics account or your Google Ads account or something like that. Like, I can use those numbers to identify, you know, where problems are, where opportunities are. But I don't know, maybe it's the structure of maths or something. Like, when you start getting into like formulas and, you know, like, I did physics in high school and I really sucked at it. And like, all of this, like, work out the X of the Y and the Z. And like, that whole side of it was kind of like, that's... I don't know. I think also in the back of my mind, I never really saw the point of it. Like, I mean, there is a point to it. Don't get me wrong. Like, it exists for a reason, obviously. But I just think I probably never thought that I would grow up to use any of that stuff. Like, I think secretly I was sitting there in the back of my mind going, you know, I don't want to be a physicist. I'm not going to fly an airplane. Why the fuck do I need to know, you know, how to calculate any of this stuff? This is pointless.
If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like.
I hope people listening are like, like, hell yeah, I don't have to be that smart to run a business, right? Like, we often say we're just regular guys. I hope this proves it. Anyway, verb your noun, right? So I learned this, and I wish I remember who taught it to me. I would give them some credit. But when they said it and we worked through the exercise at that mastermind, I was like, oh, this is like some powerful stuff if you learn how to use it correctly in your headlines, or the way, you know, really it kind of can make someone feel a certain way or be relatable. So we worked through this on a student call, one of our elite lives in our private Slack channel. And I'm just going to work through what we worked through that day. I think, shout out to Joe. If Joe's listening, Joe helped us with this. One of the many fitness site owners that we have in our community. And I don't think he'd have a problem with me talking about this stuff. So really, I went to Claude for this. So if I'm looking over here, I'm looking at Claude. By any means, use whatever you want. Gemini, Llama, Grok, I heard, is actually pretty impressive nowadays. Mm. ChatGPT, use whatever you want for this. I've been using Claude a lot lately, and I tend to like it. So all I said was I want to write some headlines that follow this framework. That's literally, I didn't tell it any other context, and it just said, I want to write some headlines that follow this framework. Verb your noun. Can you help? And, you know, it spouted off, yes, I'm aware of what that talks about. Here's a bunch of examples. And I said, now understand that I sell gym equipment to garage gym owners. And this is where I think a lot of people stop with AI, is they're like, okay, cool, here's 10 answers, which it gave me 10 answers. Mm. They're not good. And you'll see as we go along here how many more prompts I had to give it to get to some good stuff. But, you know, I hope the listener hears that too. When I read these first couple, tell me how they make you feel versus the ones at the end of this, how they make you feel. So, anyway, let's dive right in, right? So the first thing it gave me was understood. You're looking to create headlines for gym equipment targeted at garage gym owners using the verb your noun framework. Here's some examples. Upgrade your garage. Maximize your space. Transform your workouts. Elevate your fitness. All of these are pretty generic and pretty terrible off the top of my head. And I got to tell you, if you're not watching on video or you weren't on that student call, John's face while I was reading some of this stuff, it got a remark from one of our employees who edited the video later on. He was like, huh, was John pissed off or something that day? And I was like, no, he just really hates some of the garbage that's spewed out of these AI. So I don't know if you want to go on a rant. Like, I think this is where a lot of people stop when they play with these AI tools, John, and you get this elevate, excel, amplify your result. Like, they're not good. They're generic and they're not good.
Yeah, that's right. And you're right. A lot of people do stop there. I think you really get the gold out of AI when it comes to writing things like this, when you're kind of like four or five prompts deep, at least, right? And you keep going deeper and deeper. The problem with AI that I've seen, any of them, they all do it to some extent or another, is that if you don't go deep enough with helping them to understand the language that your customers use, and it's different in different niches for sure, to talk to each other, to communicate with each other, to describe what they do, how they verb, you know, etc. AI will tend to give you words that people don't actually use. Like, you don't go in to talk to your buddy in the gym and go, hey man, I'm going to elevate my workout now. Like, you don't say that. So why would you say that on your website to that customer? That doesn't make any sense. It just sounds weird, right? And it sounds like a robot wrote it, right? And you can often with these AI tools, you can see the patterns in what they write, right? And so it becomes easy to recognize when something's written by AI, by the patterns and the terms that they use too much, which don't. Like, anytime I go into an AI tool and get it to write something for dropshipping for people who want to be an entrepreneur, I always get the same words used. And they're just like so cringe. Like, you're just like, oh, I feel kind of dirty even thinking about saying that to another human being, because they're just going to look at me and go, what the fuck are you talking about? Mm. Like, I don't know. You sound like a parody of an entrepreneur or something like that. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's the risk you run when you use these tools and you don't give them enough input, and you work them down through a series of prompts to better communicate with your actual... But that's what you should be thinking about. You should be when you read what they spit out, ask yourself, is this something that one human would actually say to another? Like, are these words, common words that people use to describe actions that they're taking? And if the answer is no, then please don't put it on your website. Anybody can work this out. This is not like something you need to overthink either. Just think about, have you ever heard somebody use that word before? If the answer is no, your customer probably hasn't either, right? And so it's not going to make you sound intelligent to use it, because that's not what your customer's looking for.
I don't know when it'll come out. I recorded before this the first ever website teardown from an SEO lens, and I started seeing the same thing on that website too. So a lot of the elevate, I think, was a very common word, or experience. You know, and it was just like, That's not how people talk. We'll get there, though. That was one of the prompts, because John kind of went on a little like grumpy tirade that day, actually. Can you imagine John with a grumpy tirade? All right, so my first prompt back was, let's go deeper and do better here. The garage gym owner cares about not having to wait for the equipment at the gym. They want nicer stuff than that crappy equipment at a commercial gym. They want to save time. They don't want to follow standard gym rules of no shirt, no shoes, no service. They can blast any music they want. So again, I'm giving it more context around the person we're actually talking to on this page. And it said, you're absolutely right. I appreciate you providing more. Let's get more targeted. Here's blah, blah. Here's some more. Right? So it went, reclaim your time. Elevate your equipment, customize your experience, liberate your workouts, which is, that one's kind of funny to me. Amplify your playlist. I didn't really like any of those. And I immediately said, these verb your non statements will be used on a product page selling. And we named a product, basically it's an all-in-one home gym that has like, you know, it's got a leg press on one side, it's got a lat pull down on the other side, it's got a chest press on the other side. It is truly an all-in-one, very nice piece of equipment in the gym space. And I said, can we craft them more towards this product? All right, so I don't know how many prompts that is. I think we're already on four. That got us to maximize your space, diversify your workouts, consolidate your equipment, amplify your strength. Again, kind of shitty. And this is literally the point John went off in the group chat of just like, nobody uses these fucking words. And you kind of went on like a good 10-minute rant like you did earlier. And so while you were doing that, I just literally wrote that. I wrote, nobody uses these words. Communicate with a human in these. That's all I wrote back to it. And it agreed, shockingly. You're absolutely right, which now I like Claude even more for saying that. And it said, let's rephrase this in a more natural human way. And it started off with a really good one. Then the very first one said, ditch your gym membership. Now, that is the type of keyword, the type of phrase that if it's on your website is going to resonate with the person who's looking at home gym equipment for their garage gym, for their home. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to ditch their gym equipment. Again, if we took this list, that one's good. Rock your garage, crush your workouts, own your, it got pretty shitty after that. But you can see that you're kind of going the right direction. So, on to prompt number, whatever we're on, seven. I just said number one is good for this avatar. The rest are meh, do better. And it once again came back with more, ditch your gym membership, build your iron paradise, skip the gym commute, which is another fantastic one. Lift on your schedule, crank your own tunes. If these were your type of headlines on some of your product page, on some of your collection pages, on your homepage, while you're showing somebody working out in their own gym, like these are the type of headlines that are actually going to resonate with that person versus, I'd have to scroll up away here, intensify your training is not quite the same thing you're looking for, let alone it's way better than product name specifications, product name features. Like there's a much better way to process through these headlines. And I do think after, you know, 7-8 prompts here, we got to something that was pretty good.
Yeah, and some of those started getting interesting, like the build your iron paradise one. You know, like some people listening might go, that sounds kind of stupid, but when you understand what that means and what that's a reference to, it's less stupid, right? So that's like a reference, like, do you know what iron paradise is? That's The Rock's gym, right?
Right.
So The Rock, he has that gym that it goes around the world with him or whatever. You often see him on Instagram doing his reels and things, and he's in there. He calls it iron paradise. I would willing to be bet a large proportion of The Rock's following, probably middle-aged men who want the home gym, who are going to identify with that terminology. I think that's actually a pretty clever one, to be honest. So that last set you said, yeah, compared to the first four or five you said off the first couple of prompts, maybe some of them still aren't quite there. They need to be worked a little bit, but like that's way better. Like that's a huge improvement. And yeah, I mean, if you've got some of those things on your product pages or on your collection pages, you might use them sometimes or wherever on your site you're using them. Like, I think that's going to pop out a bit more for sure.
Think about all the stuff we told you about that person. Now I'm going to read the rest of them. Well, you thought about the stuff we said, right? Work out in your boxers. No more equipment hogs. Sweat without judgment. Make excuses extinct. Turn your garage into gains. Become the gym owner. Lift heavy. Walk zero. Gym's always open. Your rules, your reps. Like some of those are not quite there, but man, they're pretty close on all of the information that we gave it around the avatar.
Yeah. Way better than where you started for sure.
I did go off script and I said, tell me what my quad muscles will look like after using this. And all I came up with was max out your leg days. I wanted something clever, but, you know, short shorts and the little muscle popping out. But hopefully someone listening to this, while you might not be a gym equipment seller or someone who even goes to the gym, which John will yell at you about that too, you can think through the lens of Verb Your Noun. And there's going to be like a way that you can describe your avatar to come out with statements like this that are end up being like power statements in your headlines and on your homepage and in your emails. And like, these are, some of these would be fantastic subject lines in your abandoned cart emails, in your, you know, welcome sequence emails. A lot of this, this is just going to resonate with them. And again, you're trying to build a brand. You're trying to make a feeling so that anytime someone interacts with you, they leave with that feeling. And this is the feeling you want to give them, if you're running a site like Joe is running.
Yeah. And I think, you know, those sort of list of statements that you've just produced, I mean, you can use that throughout your copy as well. Like you're not just your headlines, but if you think about that last set of statements that you made, they're all outcomes focused, right? Like ditching your membership, skipping the commute, you know, no more gym hogs, you know, or avoiding gym hogs, if you like. You can use those, add those sort of statements onto like your features statements and things like that. So, you know, we've talked about on the show at some point for sure, like talk about features, benefits, outcomes. That's what your features statement should be like. You always want to get to the outcome because that's why people are, you've got to link the outcome to what the product is and what it does, because the outcome is the reason people are buying from you in the first place. It's not the feature. You know, somebody doesn't want X feature of your lat pull down machine. They actually want the outcome that X feature is going to provide for them, in terms of their workout or whatever. And so that's what you always want to talk about. So kind of working out some of these statements, you can sprinkle them throughout other parts of your website as well. It just doesn't just have to, you shouldn't just be doing this for your headlines. You can hit some of these points and utilize some of these things, you know, in other parts of your product descriptions, copy, whatever you want to call it, emails. You know, it can work its way into your email marketing, anywhere that you can even work its way into your blog content. You know, if you want to give blog posts and things like that, get them more tailored to the sort of language that your ideal customer might use, you know, can, it's got a place there too. So it's a good exercise to go through for your niche. And in fact, it's probably something we should whack in the course a bit more deliberately, because I think it's just a good exercise to go through, because a lot of people out there, and to do it with the help of AI to help you iterate these things a little bit, a lot of people out there who start a high ticket dropshipping business are not necessarily in their niche. And so you might not actually really be familiar with some of the ways that your ideal customer might talk. And I don't know that AI would be able to nail it for every niche, because some niches are pretty obscure, right? And maybe it can't really help you get down to the way that people talk or the way to structure some of these things. But I think it's just a cool exercise to just sit down and go through it. Do you know what I mean? Just to get a better understanding of how people in your niche communicate with each other and what are some of the outcomes that they might be interested in that to gain from your products.
Sorry, I'm over here Googling Iron Paradise and just like man crushing over the pictures of The Rock working out in this incredible place. I'm going to need to get one of these. I think if you can go scrape reviews, you can get to a similar outcome. Again, if you're not in your own industry, you don't know how people talk, right? Join some Facebook groups, grab some stuff out of there, throw it into a GPT, grab as many reviews as you can get, compile it in there and say, hey, what are some commonalities here? What are some phrases people use often? Mm-hmm. What do they mean? I actually think you can get to a pretty close place. Certainly, you know, gym equipment is a huge, huge space. There's a lot of lingo, a lot of words that maybe the average person wouldn't understand at all. And so I think the LLM is able to scrape that from the vast amount of knowledge that's out there, where maybe if you're in something super obscure like commercial trash cans or something, there isn't necessarily the same sort of lingo and verbiage, but there is still outcomes. I know we talked about that on a previous episode. And so, you know, can you tie this in with your outcome-based statements? I think you can end up in a good place. John, how do we get a gym like this? When you come to the States, John said he's coming to the States. We got to get a gym like this for us, man. The Dropship Breakthrough Iron Paradise.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I think, yeah. I mean, something that's been on my list for a long time. I got this warehouse sitting here and I keep thinking, man, yeah, it'd be cool to just have that sitting outside my door. I got a bit of empty space here. Just need the equipment in here, and that'd be awesome. Totally awesome.
Are you a South Park guy?
Growing up, yeah. I haven't been for some time, no. But
so my brain immediately went, you know, I visited your place. Like, there's a dozen or so, like, next to you there that are all kind of the same size. My brain was like, you should buy the place next door and then open it up, and you can use the gym and also rent it out. Well, there's an episode where Cartman buys a theme park, and he goes in there, and then he's riding, yay, all by himself, you know what I mean? And then, like, something breaks, and they're like, well, you need to, like, hire a maintenance guy, so you'll have to let, whatever, two people in per day to hire the maintenance guy. And then that just keeps happening, right? You need this, so you'll have to let four people in per day to pay for this. And by the end of it, he's on a ride with, you know, a full cart of people, and he's in the front just all sad, and everybody's screaming. And that's what I picture at that gym, too. Like, that's where my brain went, you know, within 3 seconds of, like, John opened this, he's by himself, and then eventually a ton of people come in, and then he's back to square one where he doesn't have the equipment he wants to use, and it's all sweaty and gross. And, so maybe you should just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, well, the unit next to mine is actually for sale, so...
Is it lease? Like, do they lease all? John's in this big complex, or do you buy each individual unit?
Yeah, both. Some are leased, some are bought. So, like I say, you could buy the one next to me. It's for sale, you know. But
who needs? You need a warehouse in Australia? Hit us up. We're in the market. Anyway, I hope this helped you with Verb Your Noun. If you had any questions or thoughts on that, leave a comment below, obviously. And thank you for everyone on YouTube who's been leaving a ton of comments lately. We appreciate that very much.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.